Hello, friends. Long time no talk. I've basically just accepted that I'm probably not going to be consistent by this point, and yeah, sorry about that. Anyway, today I want to talk to you about a restaurant. But before I start talking about that restaurant, I need to give you some context, because when I was researching, I didn't know these words, or I didn't know how this worked, so I wanted to make sure that you're in the loop before I start talking about it. Anyway, so a franchise, I'm sure you've heard of a franchise before. If not, it's basically a company, a brand. Anyway, so a franchise, in order to spread their, in this example, restaurants, they usually seek out franchisees, which are people who are business owners, but they don't have their own business. What franchisees do is they pay the franchisor money in the form of royalty payments so that they can use the franchisor's branding, their logos, their equipment, you know, stuff like that. And they get to keep their profits, but they just keep paying royalty payments to the big honchos at the big restaurant, you know what I mean? So, that's just something I wanted to briefly explain. Now, on to the rest of the podcast. On June 20th, 1919, a 37-year-old man named Roy Allen opened a root beer stand in Lodi, California. The Great War had ended just 1 year prior, and Allen wanted to show his support for the troops by selling his root beer at a parade. Sold for only a nickel, Allen had a unique way of serving his drink. He kept his frosty mugs in a freezer, so when he poured root beer into it, the glass mug would keep the drink cold. People loved it so much that Allen decided to open a restaurant with his employee, Frank Wright. In 1923, the two men moved to Sacramento, California, and created A&W, taking the first initial from each of their last names. A&W would become the first large-scale fast food franchise in America. Despite being the W in A&W, Wright had very little to do with the franchise, as Allen bought out his half of the business only a year after the first restaurant opened. Allen was reported to be very strict with franchisees. He was very picky and specific about how the restaurant looked, what food was served, how it was cooked, everything down to the exact weight of the frosty mugs. In 1950, a 68-year-old Allen retired after his wife fell ill. Allen sold his company to a man named Gene Hertz, the man who would really help the restaurant gain popularity. He was also popular with his franchisees. Under him, restaurant owners were given the freedom to decorate their stores in any way they desired. They were also allowed to add extra menu items, such as popcorn and hot dogs. In just 6 years, Hertz spread A&W outside of U.S. borders to Canada. By 1963, A&W would be the first American food franchise to expand to East Asia, to countries such as Japan, Malaysia, and the Philippines. A&W was reportedly so popular that children started preferring burgers, hot dogs, and fried chicken over traditional foods in their respective countries, such as curry and rice. As if the 1960s weren't already hugely eventful, the original bacon cheeseburger was created by an A&W franchisee named Dave Mulder from Michigan in 1963. He added the bacon cheeseburger to his menu after a regular customer requested bacon on their burger several times in a row. That same year, Gene Hertz sold the company. A&W would change owners 9 more times, mostly to its detriment. However, A&W remained king for a short while. By the 1970s, A&W had more stores than even McDonald's, with 2,400 and about 2,000, respectively. In 1973, McDonald's released the Quarter Pounder. To compete with this new burger, A&W released the Third Pounder. It was the same price as the McDonald's Quarter Pounder, but with more meat. Unfortunately, Americans are kind of stupid, and many thought that 1/3 was less than 1/4 due to 3 being smaller than 4. In 2021, the Third Pounder was re-released as the Three-Ninths Burger as a joke, referencing the previous marketing failure from 40 years prior. The posters advertising the burger clearly state, "They're bigger," in large letters. McDonald's exploded in popularity in the 80s, but A&W nearly died. As A&W continued to be sold from owner to owner throughout the years, franchisees grew increasingly frustrated with their new company owners. Amid strict new rules, incompetent management, and rising royalty payments, many franchisees allowed their contracts to expire. There are now 900 total stores worldwide, with 550 of them being located all over the United States. A&W was also one of the first fast food restaurants to put advertisements on Vine. Remember Vine? Unfortunately, I couldn't find any of the commercials, but an article I read described the commercials as being their mascot, Rudy the Bear, performing magic tricks with their new mini polar swirl. The commercial was filmed with an iPhone and appeared on the app in April 2013. Vine helped boost their sales by a ton, with most stores seeing an average of sales increasing by 25%, with some seeing increases of up to 400%. Today, A&W may not be the most popular or well-known fast food franchise, but it was definitely a pioneer in America, paving the way for other restaurants similar to it. I think we can all learn something from A&W. It peaked early, it's not the best or the most popular, but it does keep trying, and I think that's beautiful. And that concludes the history segment in this podcast. I'm not gonna lie, it was a lot shorter than I thought it was gonna be. It took me forever to write that out and do all the research, but whatever. Anyway, the next segment is just me and my friend Dennis trying out all the flavors of the polar swirls. So I hope you enjoy. However, I will warn you, in about 5 seconds, you might want to turn down your volume. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Let's go!
Okay, we should probably tell them what the hell we're doing.
No, fuck them.
Oh god, look at that! It's like all over the carrier. Uh-huh. So! Hello, guys.
I hope they heard that, because you definitely didn't.
Didn't what?
I made a moan.
Oh.
All over the carrier.
Jesus Christ. Okay. We are here. Don't drop the ketchup next to my phone. We are here. I'm here with my boy, my friend.
We are queer.
We are queer. Anyway, why are we here, friend?
Eat these motherfucking shakes and shit.
They're polar swirls. So, I have a hypothesis. I think polar swirls are literally just blizzards.
Anyway, I mean, yeah, probably.
I'm gonna eat the M&M one. We're just gonna talk shit. What's up, friend? Tell me about your life while we eat this ice cream.
Ow. I'm not gonna be able to talk. What the fuck was that?
It was cold, ma'am.
No way. Ice cream cold?
Fuck you, bro. The M&M one is good. It tastes how you would expect.
I don't know. What is going on with me? I recently started to get back into working out and stuff. I decided to run/walk to Walmart.
Oh yeah, explain to them how far away Walmart is from your house.
Total of 3 miles to get there, and then another total of 3 miles back.
Now tell them what you did on the way back.
I stupidly wore, like, low-cut socks, which I'm doing again, by the way. But I'm not going for a run, so it's fine. I stupidly wore low-cut socks with my, like, basketball sneakers, and then, like, the back of the shoe started digging into my heel a lot, and I basically had a big rug burn. You can still see the mark there,
oh my
actually.
God, that looks gross.
And, yeah, so I was like, I don't feel like walking back home because, like, that was enough exercise, and also my foot hurts, so I just decided to use a bird scooter back.
Which, for those of you who don't know, a bird scooter is like an Uber, but with a scooter. You use an app and you scan this QR code and you can just like ride this scooter like a taxi.
Pretty dope stuff.
It's pretty dope. I actually don't know if that's a thing in other places. Like, I assume it is, but like,
I think so. Like, there, I've seen like, my girlfriend refuses to use them because I suggested it. I suggested it and she was like, no, people die on those. People kill other people using those. And I was like, Jesus Christ.
People do it with cars too.
I know, but like, people are like riding around on sidewalks and like somebody just gets fucking clipped. It's weird. Like, they actually just straight up die from it. But if you think about it, like,
is that actually a thing that people do?
Yeah.
Wow.
When they ride them around on sidewalks, like the big ass sidewalks and stuff, instead of just on the roads where they're supposed to. And then people like walk out of a building and just get fucking smacked and
great
die. Like, actually, people have died from it or like been seriously injured.
Great. That I didn't. Yep.
Yeah, you didn't need to be scared of those, but now you do.
Yeah, now I do. God.
No, they can go up to like 18, 20 miles an hour, yeah, which is fast. Which, I mean, if you think about it, a 20 mile an hour car can kill somebody. So I mean,
kind of makes die sense, but also from like. I think
everything.
Well, yeah, that. But no, I think when I was in, like, driver's ed, I think, if I remember correctly, he said that 12 is, like, the lowest number that can kill someone. Obviously, lower is possible, too, but 12 is, like, the minimum.
Slowly run over someone.
Just, like.
Ew, okay. I'm gonna try the Reese's.
Yeah, it. To be completely honest, I knew we weren't going to talk about the ice cream. We were just going to talk
shit.
That's okay. Let's have a nice little break from. Okay, so I'm going to be completely transparent here. I haven't written or recorded anything for the podcast yet. This is merely the research stage. We're researching. This is research. Anyway, what do you think about the Reese's Polar Swirl, friend?
It's very good. It's not bad at all. But also, these melt way too fast.
Yeah, they melt way too fast. Because, like, it was, like, a 10-minute drive from A&W to
Yeah, and
house.
There's, like, a glob of ice cream in a pool of milk.
Yeah, exactly. I have tried the M&M and the cookies, not cookies and cream,
I keep,
the Oreo
just, like,
one.
Going ham on
you're
the Reese's.
Going ham on the Reese's one. I haven't even tried that one yet. But does the candy go all the way down? That's...
Yes, so far. The chunks, I got a chunk from the bottom.
Hell yeah.
So, that's
Reese's
good.
Is good. I'm saving cookie dough for last because I know I'm going to love that one the most. It's so soupy.
I always have a problem with M&M, Blizzards even.
Mm-hmm.
M&M mixed with ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
The candy shit gets way too hard.
Yeah, that's the
and
problem.
And then it's too cold.
It's too cold. It gets stuck in your teeth. That makes it colder.
Yeah. Whenever you, like, strap.
Also, by far, the M&M looks the ugliest.
all
the colors mixed together, oops,
just
and turn into, like, a
brown.
Gray. Yeah, it's, like, brown. I used all the napkins. I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, you did.
I'm a dumbass. Why am I so stupid, Fern?
You're not, though. Oh, my God.
Did you say I'm not? That's, like,
no.
The sweetest thing you've said all day.
Fuck. That's what it is, man.
The Oreo one's good.
It's
really good.
Right, are we trying cookie dough at the same time?
Let's do it at the same time! Here, let's like both get a bite, and then we can like cheers. Cheers! Yours is massive. Cheers! Oh my god. That's so good.
So cold.
Not for me. That's because you took a big old bite, friend.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to finish these, but that's okay.
To be honest?
Hmm.
I don't know. It didn't really taste much. I don't know about
cookie
dough.
Cookie dough's good. I love
cookie dough's not bad. Reese's is my favorite.
Yeah.
I'm going to finish this bitch.
Go ahead. You paid for it. I made him pay for it.
No.
I just mixed the Oreo with the cookie dough, and oh my god. That was orgasmic.
Dude. They make Oreos, but the filling is cookie dough?
Oreo! Get on that! You've made every other flavor.
They've made some shit flavors recently. Have you seen some of these?
Tell me.
There was one that was like a Lady Gaga flavor, and it was like blue and pink, and it was just like not okay. And it was...
Did it taste like anything?
It, I don't really remember. It just tasted, like, really sweet. Also, everybody is following. The reason why Oreo does this is because if people buy, they, like, see these new Oreo flavors, they're like, ooh, this sounds interesting, if nothing else, and they'll buy those. Mm-hmm. And if they do like them, they'll buy more of those. And if they don't like them, they'll buy regular Oreos because they're still better than. That's their motto. That's, like, their entire plan with this stuff. I sound like some dumbass conspiracy theorist, but it's, like, this is fact. But no,
we know for a fact.
Now everybody else is following in their footsteps, and fucking Coca-Cola.
Was it Oreo that did it first, though? I thought cereals were going kind of out of control.
No, it was Oreo first, really? and then cereals started going insane. It was a Crayola cereal, which whoever thought that was a funny idea. Like, as if kids didn't eat crayons enough. Like, now they're actually flavored. You got the same brand and everything. Did it taste
like crayons?
No, I think they just, like, had, like, I don't even know. Oh, I haven't tried the cereal. It just sounds stupid. I'm just like, no.
This just turned into a making up better products than the polar swirl.
But no,
no, friend, before I forget. What if, you know those straws that you used to, you know, you would suck the milk through and then eat the straw?
Oh, yeah.
The cereal straws? What if they made cereal straws, but they came in a box and it was like crayons?
Different flip.
Different flavors. God.
Different flavored
the
cereals.
The blue one could be they blueberry.
All just, no. They all just like come together.
Yes.
Like you have Lucky Charms, Fruit Loop.
Yeah,
whatever.
They just pick a color for each of them.
Yeah, because like Kellogg's.
Oh my god.
Owns like a shit ton of cereal.
Kellogg's, get on that shit.
That doesn't sound bad at all, actually.
I'm gonna have to start trademarking these ideas.
All of my inventions are just, like, stored in my head so far.
Oh, yeah.
I need toaster bath bombs.
Toaster bath bombs.
I want so bad a Wally can crusher.
Oh, my God, same.
Because it would just, like, be automated. You set the can on there, press a little button on Wally, and then he'd, like, do his little move where
yes.
it, like, folds up in. It'll crush.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you'll do, like, the little shimmy down and then just, like, poop out in, like, a little square. Or just, like, even just a crushed can would satisfy me. But I need a Wally can crusher.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be so good. And then there was some more recent ones that I don't really remember.
We haven't
remember.
Finished any of these polar swirls, and I'm already fucking full.
That's fine. I'm not full yet. I'm going to continue.
You can have as much as you want.
But no, what was the recent thing?
Yeah, what did you make?
I thought that it would be funny to if somebody made, like, an audio thing of Duck Step.
Duck Step?
Yeah. Quack, 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 quack. It's just, it's so dumb.
I love that
it's
so much.
It's so dumb. Dubstep, but ducks.
Duckstep. Okay, was that your idea? That sounds like something
it was my
say.
Idea.
Okay.
No, I came up with it at work. Well, I don't know, there was some dubstep that came on, and I don't know. I don't really remember the exact conversation, but it was great.
That's fantastic.
Honestly, I haven't really looked into any of these things, except for the Wally Can Crusher, because I really wanted that, but it does not exist. These other ones
Disney, get on that shit.
These other ones might actually exist, aren't they, though? I hope they come. Do they have a Wally 2?
No.
Is that a thing? They need a Wally 2.
No, they do need a Wally 2. Because, like, that's the perfect type of story you could have a sequel for.
Yeah.
Because, like, they leave you on this, like, kind of cliffhanger where they're just like, do they survive? Do they, like, make the planet good again, or do they just all fucking die? Because realistically, they wouldn't know how to take care of themselves. You get a Wally 2, and it's just like 15 years in the future, everyone's fucking dead.
Oh my god, that would be morbid obese. I almost just said morbidly obese.
That would be morbidly obese!
That would be morbidly, like, awful.
That would be awful, but not unrealistic.
Well, I don't know. But, I mean, they still have the big-ass ship.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they could all still kind of live
you,
on that and
did
then
you
like,
see
slowly
that?
Start reforming the outside, too.
Yeah. Did you see that video by MatPat?
Mm-hmm.
About Wally? Yeah. Cannibalism.
With all the theories and everything?
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot. There's cannibalism in Wally. It's the only place that it can come from.
Yep. How do they, like, reproduce? Because, like, there are babies on that ship. How'd they fuck?
I don't know. They were also brainwashed. Probably just stole it.
Stole what? Stole the baby?
No, like the...
The fluids?
The product to make the babies.
What would you say, between the four, like, what are your favorites? Like, from one to four?
Reese's. Oreo. And I don't know between the two of them, because M&M is kind of funky, but it didn't really taste much with the cookie dough, honestly.
Damn.
Cookie dough kind of plain. What was that? Anyway, I think I might go Oreo then cookie dough. Sorry.
That's fine. Can I confess something? Mm. Twist ending. I kind of like the Oreo just a little bit more than the cookie dough. For me, Oreo. Plot twist. I know, right? Plot twist. M. Night Shyamalan. Anyway, I'm going to say Oreo, cookie dough, Reese's, M&M. The M&M texture is just too much. And it looks so ugly as you're eating it. Like, right now it just looks like...
I've always been a Reese's bitch, though. Reese's
has always been my shit. Yeah. Disgusting. Excuse me. I'm leaving that in.
Disgusting.
Which one of you doesn't know how to flush a toilet after taking a shit? It wasn't me. It was fucking one of yous. Disgusting. I love that video so much.
One of the greatest ones to enter the internet.
Hell yeah. They're so aggressively Irish.
Actually, was that Irish or was that Scottish?
Oh, yeah, it couldn't be Scottish.
I think that was Scottish.
Yeah, never mind. They're so aggressively Scottish. If you could change your fate, would you?
If that mom was in the video, it wasn't brave. Turned her into a bear.
It wasn't me.
Your bear is awful. Your bear impression is gross.
What do you mean my bear impression is gross?
Bad bear impression.
Fine, let's hear your fancy schmancy bear impression. Do it again. Same. Okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah, fuck you.
That's because you literally are a bear, you fucking asshole. God. I'm pretty sure there are species of bear that full size are smaller than you. Well, that's not too hard to believe. There's
so black small. Bears.
Black bears are small,
right? Most black bears are pretty small. At least female ones, anyway.
Damn.
I'm pretty sure I could fight, like, a good-sized black bear.
You could. You just pop it in the nose. So, last night, I was, like, falling down a hole on the internet. Excuse me. And, I came across this article titled What to Do in the Middle of a Shark Attack, and I was like, I'm never gonna need this information, but let's read it just in case. And so I read it, and they quite literally just said, yeah, just like punch him in the nose or punch him in the gill. Just like avoid his mouth.
Yeah.
And that makes sense, but like I never would have thought about that, because when you think of sharks, you're like, they're so otherworldly, you know what I mean?
They're like completely covered in like this weird sensory stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's why it might hurt to slap
them. Their nose is like super sensitive. Yeah, yeah, it does hurt to just like slap them. Have you ever seen the goblin shark?
What?
Goblin shark.
Oh, the goblin shark. No, I've never heard of that.
Hang on, I'm just gonna show you a video. Yeah, you're gonna get a live Google reaction. Just I'm going onto YouTube. I'm just looking up goblin shark.
I heard of a cookie cutter shark. There's not very many pictures of them, but they look terrifying.
Yeah, because they like make a little scoop. You fucking ready for this shit?
I am ready for this shit.
Wait, so it's only 2 minutes. Even strange.
They're 12 feet long, but they can grow much bigger. Oh shit, right, he's about to attack.
Here we go.
Oh. Oh, wait, what the fuck? Oh! Oh! I hate that!
Okay, so he has his big ass nose, and then his fucking mouth comes out like a fucking... How would you describe that?
I don't know.
Oh my god, it's like his top lip is like crinkled up like a goddamn accordion, and it just like
flies out.
Bottom jaw, it looks like the bottom jaw just like ejects.
No, it looks like the top lip just goes flying out.
I don't know. It's not okay.
It is not okay. Oh my god.
The whole jaw just...
Yeah, I really wish this wasn't just an audio podcast. I would love to show that. Just Google goblin shark.
It's like the first one by National Geographic that comes
look
up.
Look at the National Geographic.
It's fucking... Like, they show it in slow motion and everything.
Fuck yeah, dude. They show it in fast motion, slow motion, backwards, upside down. They show it all.
Not okay. But yeah, dude, sea life is fucking whack.
Mm-hmm.
Giant squids exist.
I love giant squids.
They're pretty dope.
Yeah, go ahead. Eat as much as you want. Remember when squids appeared on Minecraft?
Yeah,
that was a very, I remember,
I wasn't on it then.
Oh, what? I remember the first time I saw a squid, I thought they were so funny looking. I think when they, like, added, like, ocean stuff, like, more ocean stuff, it was super cool.
Yeah.
I haven't played Minecraft in a while.
I don't know what update Minecraft has blew the fuck up on, but, like, I remember people in, like, 5th and 6th grade.
Yeah, it
blew up. All over the laptops and everything people
do. Off the top of your head, do you remember what year they came out with Minecraft?
Minecraft has actually been out, like, a while.
Long time.
Yeah.
Like, long time as in, like, since 2011?
Somewhere around, like, 2000s. Like, early.
Like
2005 or whatever.
2005,
but like,
2006.
But it's gotten a shit ton of updates since then, obviously. Yeah. But, like...
Dude.
The Minecraft that we all know and love, where it's 3D... has the whatever, because I think it might have started off as 2D, but I'm not positive. Do not quote me on that.
Okay.
I don't know, but I know that it used to be like way worse than like the Minecraft we know and love today.
Yeah.
But when it kind of all started staying the same, like when the crafting tables and everything were out, and there was all the ocean life and everything was around like 5th or 6th grade.
Mm-hmm.
So how many years ago would that have been?
A shitload.
We graduated in 2019.
2012.
Yeah, around there. That's when I started noticing it kind of blowing up. It probably blew up, like, before then to other places, but, like, I don't know.
Who knows?
That's when it was showing up on all, like, the school laptops and everybody was talking about it. And all the kids in my grade had accounts, but I didn't.
Yeah. No, I remember... When I got my tablet, I remembered, when Nooks were a thing?
Ew.
Does a single person buy a Nook anymore?
Mm-mm.
No one uses Nooks anymore.
I'm pretty sure Nook is dead.
I'm gonna Google that later, but
yeah.
I'm pretty sure it is. I haven't seen a Nook in years.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember being so jealous. I was like, wow, they have a Nook. What else could Nooks do besides books?
Nothing.
That's it?
I'm pretty sure like, the newer ones... We're able to, like, have a couple games on it and everything, too, but...
Okay. You couldn't, like, surf the internet or anything?
Maybe. I don't know. But that would have just been a tablet. Had a Nook.
I thought Nook was just a type of tablet that specialized in books.
Maybe that is
This is riveting content.
Mm-hmm. Arguing over what a Nook is.
There's a popper. God. One of the things I love about living here, compared to, like, our tiny little town, is there's so many people with dogs, and they're always walking them.
Mm-hmm.
I see at least, like, 10 dogs a day if it's a nice day out.
So many puppies.
I know, they're so adorable. You're eating all the ice cream. Here, finish this one.
I mean, don't tell me twice.
Don't tell me twice.
I like 4 stomachs. It's not okay anymore.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm...
Hello, editing Seth here. I had to cut it out because we started talking about personal life stuff, but basically we started talking about walking around the house naked or without pants, so that's where that conversation picks up here.
Fuck pants, who needs them?
Fuck pants.
I've
just let it all hang out.
I've already been in the full nude a couple times at my new place.
Hell
too.
Yeah.
It's been pretty nice. It's just weird though, because it's cats.
What, do they look at you?
No, they don't. They don't.
Do you ever get scared they're going to, like, attack your wiener?
Jesus Christ, you are a strange boy. And also, no. The cats are pretty okay.
If I had a wiener, I'd be scared of
people attacking
it. I'm
trying to talk about the cats right now. You're overhearing like penis, 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 penis.
I said wiener.
No, the cats that I moved in with, they're pretty dope. There's just one of them that's just a bitch for no reason.
Aww.
So, like, one of them that's a bitch. The other one has anxiety issues, so he pisses, throws up, whatever. He's, like, the gross... He's just, like, the gross crackhead. Just the gross crackhead of the group. And then there's Molly. Molly is my favorite. She's an entirely black cat, so sometimes she scares the shit out of me because I won't even see her.
She'll just be there.
Yeah, I won't even see her. Like, she'll be hiding in a shadow under the table. It's, like, fully light out.
Oh, my God.
Outside. And then she'll just, like, walk up. What the fuck? Where did you come from?
I tell you a story? I remember one time.
I want story afterwards,
okay.
too.
Okay. It's a really short one. It's just, like, I remember one time it was dark in my living room, and I'm pretty sure I was home alone. So I turned on the TV, and I was, like, really excited to watch the TV, so I jumped onto the couch directly onto our black dog.
Oh, my God, Lucky.
No, it was Maggie.
Oh.
Maggie was the little, she was also fully black.
Yeah, okay.
Oops. Anyway, what was your story?
Mine was, so there's three cats.
Molly.
There's Molly, Littles, and Kibbles. Kibbles is the bitch.
Kibbles sounds like a
Littles
bitch
and Kibbles are both a boy, I think. They're both one boy. Yeah, they're both one single cat. No. honestly, though, they're fucking both of them are bipolar as fuck. Littles is just such a crackhead. He's a good boy. He's just a fucking crackhead. Like, I'll, like, step toward him, like, whoa! Holy shit! And when the other ones will just be fine. And I'm just like, calm the fuck down, Littles. But no, Kibbles is just a bitch sometimes. Like, the first time I met Kibbles, we had to get all the cats into a single room to start moving in all of our stuff so that all the kitties didn't escape. Because they like to just bolt out the door. Which is hard because you can't stop them like a dog because they're only like a foot long. But they're also wiggly as shit because they're cats. And they just, like, know which way to
jump. This is your first time living with cats.
Yes, I haven't really dealt with cats for an extended period of time before.
Yeah.
They're feisty motherfuckers. But no. I decided to let the cats into my room for a little bit because they're kind of attention starved and they want to be around people and stuff. Like, every time I come upstairs, like, they're always, like, rubbing against my legs or whatever. And I'm just
That's so cute!
And I'm just like, guys, I gotta go! I'm sorry!
Oh my God, I would actually die.
But no, I like them. They're not bad.
Are you changing their litter boxes and stuff?
Yes, I need to. I need to now. Like, I don't know how often to change a litter box.
I think it's like once a week. Well, more because there's three.
They have like three.
Oh, yeah. I think it's like once a week per box.
It's like a
per
wall
cat.
Of litter boxes. It's weird. But, oops, definitely haven't done that.
It's fine. They're not your cats.
Okay.
I mean, it's not fine, but they're not your cats.
But, yeah, I let them into my room, and I live in kind of like an unfinished room, and they went up, like, it looks like a basement ceiling almost, with like the rafters and everything, and Kibbles climbed up onto my dresser, climbed up onto the little shelf thing on top of my dresser, then climbed up onto a very tall shelf that was next to the dresser as well, and he just kept going up and up and up until he was like in the ceiling, and then he crawled back into, like, the ceiling part. I was like, I didn't even know that was there. Where are you going?
He was in the ceiling?
Yeah. And then I tried to get him out, and of course, then he turned into a bitch. He was like...
Oh, he was, like, trying to hurt you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I would just let him fucking go. Like, fine. Get electrocuted.
I just left him up there until he came out. Like, no, there was nothing up there that he could get hurt on or anything. Like, I shined my flashlight back there and everything. Made sure that he couldn't get hurt, but, like, he just, like, ran away back there. And then eventually he came out, and then I just, like, guided him around with a stick. I was like, get away. Get out of my room. That's the last time I let you down there. No, that's not true. I'm going to let him down there more. But, like, I'm also scared because Littles, again, is just, like, full of anxiety. I think he, like, actually has diagnosed anxiety. It's weird.
There's dogs and cats like that.
Yeah, I know. This cat is messed up somehow, and Littles just... pisses everywhere, and I was, like, so scared. Like, I was like, Littles, you better stay away from my fucking clothing.
Oh my God, yeah.
I just had a basket of clothing out, and I was like, I swear to God, Littles, if you piss...
He will.
In that basket. I know, that's why I don't want to let them down there. I don't want to, like, leave and leave that door open, because, mm-hmm. like,
then I will...
They will destroy everything you love.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, they already pee on, like, the fucking couch and, like, sometimes at the bottom of the stairs, which I've stepped in before.
It's not okay. We've come full circle.
Huh?
I left a shitty, disgusting... I mean, your house is not shitty, disgusting, but, like, I used to have to deal with that. Now you're dealing with it. How is it,
Bernie? It's really not that bad. They don't really pee, like...
The fact that it happens at all is, like, for me.
It's just an... it's just the one cat, and he seems to be doing better right now, but...
It's good.
I don't know.
Do you think they're, like...
It's definitely not with me, though, because I just spend most of my time in my room. Like, I just, like, come up, I'll give them food,
water,
pet them
a little bit. Do they give a shit about you? Like, do they, like... Did they, like, need to get, like, used to you at all? Or were they just like, oh, there's a human here, whatever?
A little bit of both. I think that, like, they're more used to me now because, like, they'll hear me come in through the basement door downstairs. Or, like, the lower floor door, I guess. It's not really a basement.
A cellar door.
They'll hear me come through the door downstairs. No, it's on a hill. So, like, there's a door up here and then there's a door down here. It's just, like, both of them right up against it. It's weird. But, like, they'll hear me come through there, and then, like, one of them, I think it's Littles, is at the bottom of the door, and he's meow, meow, just, like, hears me, and he's, like, trying to get my attention. I'm just like, no, go away.
It's cute. Cats are actually pretty darn rad, like...
They're pretty cool, yeah. I don't mind cats, but I don't know. I'm still not fully sure as to whether or not I'm allergic, but it's got to be very slight allergy, if anything. Because sometimes I react badly, sometimes I don't.
I saw a video last night of one cat. There were two of them. One cat was, like, flipping out because there was a babysitter with a toddler, and they were, like, tossing a ball around, and a glass falls on the floor, and the toddler started crying, and the babysitter was doing nothing wrong. She was just trying to clean up the glass, keep the toddler away. Toddler was crying, and this cat just starts fucking at the babysitter because the cat thought it was she was hurting the baby, and it was so wholesome.
There was I saw a dog. Oh my god, this is a weird video because I've never actually like seen it before. Like, you've heard horror stories of a dog like attacking a child or something.
Yeah,
out of nowhere.
I kind
of
fell down a hole last night of people's faces being eaten off by dogs.
Jesus Christ.
I really need to stop watching YouTube.
Yeah, for real. Like, you find the most awful videos. Anyway.
Hi. No, it wasn't a video of their faces being eaten off.
Oh, okay. Just like the aftermath.
No, the aftermath.
Yeah.
That's not on YouTube. That's on Reddit, Fern.
No, I don't know where I saw this video, but, like, there was a dog that grabbed a child and was, like, shaking a little bit. Like, only for, like, a split second, like, literally a second. And then a cat ran up and just, like, saved the kitty, saved the little child. And then, like, the cat, like, continued to chase the dog. And it was weird, because, like, the dog was, like, big. Like, it was a bigger dog.
Damn.
And this cat just, like, chased away. Exactly.
Yeah, I have a theory. Every single cat is non-binary.
My gender, feline.
Hell yeah. I've got 9 genders.